Because we are made in the image of God and made of the essence of God, we possess the essential quality of the divine nature. We possess it inherently, automatically, and inalienably. And this quality is freedom, total, absolute freedom. But paradoxically, we use that very freedom to conceal from ourselves that we are free. We use our freedom in order to not know what is inconvenient. At whatever level of consciousness that we are operating, because the universe, reality, being fractal, the same condition exists whether in the ego, the soul, or the level of the Supreme Self, whose very game is that of self-concealment as the universe. And at the ego level, we repress all the information that does not fit into the conscious belief system. We repress it and then repress the fact that we have repressed it. We use our freedom to make ourselves ignorant. We use our freedom to believe that which is not true, so that the ego can hold on to a self-righteous position in relation to other egos while repressing its own recognition of the falsity of that position and the hypocrisy that pertains to all of the beliefs of the ego. And the ego completely represses its true nature as soul, as spirit, as pure consciousness, that is not limited to or identifiable with its bodily vehicle or its mental apparatus that programs the vehicle. The consciousness uses its freedom to split itself into many fragments so that it can taste every possible experience and lose itself in its objects of desire and enjoyment. And so the occupation of the ego mind is forgetting. Forgetting the truth in order to live in the fictional projections of its own consciousness as if it were an external world, and forgetting it is the dreamer of its dream. And so the consciousness has used its freedom to make itself into a multiple personality disorder. It's as if Clark Kent has forgotten he is Superman in order to play that role and doesn't understand why he's wearing this S under his suit, doesn't even see it. But at a certain moment, he disappears and another persona takes over, one that can fly. And occasionally that happens with all of us, and we find ourselves flying in ecstatic states. But then we forget, and once again we are a helpless, beaten down, confused, furious, upset ego. And we enjoy the freedom of our forgetfulness because it opens up many options that would not be there for us if we lived entirely in truth. But it also creates bondages of karma, of attachment, of indebtedness, and of loss of the very power that the ego is seeking through the possession of objects, of money, of love, of all that which can be possessed, at least within the apparent illusion of its own projected world. And so, even though we have forgotten and come to disbelieve in our freedom cannot be lost. And because that freedom pertains to a level of consciousness that we have forgotten that we are, namely, God, that freedom will be given back in the form of the revelation of our true nature whenever the free consciousness that we really are, even if we do not remember it, determines to deliver that grace unto our consciousness that reunites us with the self and in a state of complete non-duality, non-difference of God, of world, of internal awareness, of all that arises and all that disappears. And the recognition that we are the freedom that has created and sustained this entire apparent journey through time and space, which is simply the forgetting of our eternal nature through a reverie, a daydream lasting lifetime. In which we have experienced every possible permutation of existence, of joy and of suffering, of agony, of trauma, of loss, of grief, of horror, because we love all of those genres that we have replicated in cinemas in order to have even more input of that self-forgetfulness that produces such variations of experience. Because we are lovers of experience. And so we use our freedom to forget who we are in order to magnify the possibilities of finding ourselves as victims, as persecutors, as rescuers, as sleeping beauties and white knights. And we go through all of the mythological journeys in our apparent reality until finally, heroically, we decide to return to the self. The self decides to return to itself from its own self-created illusion. And this is referred to as the end of time, the end of the world, the end of forgetfulness, and the return of God consciousness to the light, to the bliss, to the transcendent presence of that truth that there never was a world, never was anything but the one absolute, infinite, free, creative power of consciousness. And at a certain moment, which happens to be this moment, that Supreme Self, who pervades all limited forms of selfhood, is turning on one light after another, and bringing about a renaissance of consciousness in its totality of freedom and power. And as the menorah of lights, the Christmas tree of lights, the Diwali of lights, because every tradition celebrates a festival of lights, which is the festival of the end of Kali Yuga, when God lights up all of those who have been chosen by the self that they are but have forgotten, to be again illuminated, transmitters of that ultimate reality to those who are still asleep in the darkness of forgetfulness. And this is the moment in which that miraculous revelation is taking place secretly, bubbling up from the subconscious and raining down as grace from the superconscious to those who are dedicated to remembering and to freeing themselves from the bondage of a false self, a self-created prison of consciousness with superego wardens and tormenting fellow prisoners made up of mental fragments of negative self-attacking images. And those who seek their freedom through the grace of that one who abides within as love as light and as full acceptance of the real, without conditions, without resistance, without belief in obstacles or otherness that separates us from the infinite and absolute non-duality that is our true, real being. Those who have opened the mind and heart to the presence of that supreme power of freedom will be freed from the prison of the ego mind and its limiting beliefs through the miracle of grace that comes to all because of the mercy of the One Self, who is reclaiming all its own fragments into a singularity that is a mass of blissful light from which a new cosmos will then emerge as a world of beauty and joy and freedom to once again forget everything that we are now realizing that constitutes our liberation. And we shall do it all again, because there is no play as wondrous as the game we are in. May you not forget your love, your blissful joy in engaging in this play, this sport, this drama, this beautiful mandala of infinite consciousness and self-recognition in otherness. And the beauty of the paradox of sameness and difference, and the absolute capacity of the mind to create its own reality and forget that it has done that. May you give yourself the gift of total knowledge now, in this one moment, when this complete understanding at the deepest level of one's being is accessible, that allows you the freedom to make the choice to do it all again, or to remain in the supreme consciousness without ever losing awareness of the real. Some will choose to graduate, but most will choose to go around again on this Ferris wheel of phenomenal fiction. But every choice is perfect. Let us celebrate our perfection as emissaries of the freedom of God. May you experience the peace that comes of knowing that all your sufferings are fictional, because you are simply performing an act, pretending to be human, bodily, mortal, limited, helpless. When absolute reality is your true nature, and you are none other than God, enjoying that forgetfulness that enables the experience of suffering to produce compassion and the yearning for liberation. And may you know the deeper peace of the soul that creates a different ego in every life, a different identity, a different hero's journey, a different archetypal myth to enact, a different chess game to play with life and death. And know that even this trajectory of life in space and time as consciousness co-creating the masterpiece of this theodrama, that all that you do is done in the complete freedom of that self who is beyond all lifetimes and all change and all difference. And may you know the ultimate peace and freedom of realizing you are that absolute self, who is dreaming the world, but not in it, not of it, and yet it is nothing other than one's own consciousness. And every particle is felt deeply as a member of one's own infinite body. And every point of consciousness delivers the knowledge of that infinite bliss of experiencing manifestation and disappearance in the void of nothingness. And realize that all of these extremes of existence and non-existence, of time and eternity, fill the heart and the mind of God with the absolute fullness of that creative genius which knows its infinite self. In that state of its purest essence, you have the gift of that grace now.